Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Wednesday, May 29th of 2019. And I gotta say, I can't believe that we are getting pretty close to being halfway through another year. It's really hard to believe if you think about it, because May is just about finished, which means June's about to start. And after that, we will have been halfway through a year. Where has the time went, folks? It goes by way too fast every single time. Now, the summer, I hope it can go by really, 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 really slow. Not just playing around. I mean it. Don't you wish summer, even though it was 3 months, don't you wish it felt more like 6 or 7 months? Don't you wish like the second half of June and then all of July and then most of August would just drag on?
Yeah, I do wish that.
Me too. I wish it would just drag, and that a day would feel more like a week during that time. And like just have it, something like that at least, because then you can just see it all, see it, you know, and everything, and just have, you know, all the warm weather, all the sun tanning, all the everything else,
mm-hmm.
You know, all that.
Oh yeah, I know.
Bliss. Yours?
Yeah.
Anyhow, folks. We're so glad you could join us on whatever device you may be using, whether it be a smartphone, an Apple, an iPhone, or whether it be an Android. By the way, if you have an iPhone, do not tell Siri that you want an Android. Do not. I don't think she'll be very nice to you. If you tell Siri you want an Android, do you think she'll be nice to you?
What?
If you tell Siri that you want an Android, do you think she'll be nice to you?
I don't know.
I feel like she wouldn't.
Maybe.
Yeah, because that's kind of like Michigan and that place to the south rivalry. I remember that used to be a big thing, the whole Apple versus Android. But other phones have come out, so it's not as big of a thing anymore, I don't think, is it?
No.
Used to be really big, though, like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, the Androids aren't that great anymore, are they?
No, I hate my Android.
You just want to destroy it, don't you?
Yeah, but I need it.
No, listeners, don't you dare do that. If you got any kind of smartphone, don't you dare break it, even if it's not the one you want. Because then you won't be able to listen to my show on it, folks. Think about that. It's a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone, which means it's not a smart thing to destroy your smartphone. It's a much smarter thing to listen to this program on this smartphone instead. Then you'll feel more apt to be able to keep the one you have. Our prayer is that you just have come ready to receive from God tonight what He has for you. And you know, last night, folks, for those of you who were not with us last night, we spent time talking about the last days. I read to you from Luke, all of Luke 17, and then I read to you the part of Luke 14 was talking about all these people who were making all these excuses for why they couldn't come to that banquet, and how the kingdom of God is just like a banquet. And we discussed that a bit. There's a little nugget about Luke 17, though, that I want to bring up. So, in Luke 17, listeners, in Luke chapter 17, now if I had it, I'd turn there, but I'm just going to refer to over in Luke 17, near the end of the chapter, Jesus goes and heals. The 10 leprosies come up to him. By the way, they did not yell what they were supposed to yell. They were actually supposed to yell out, "Leper," because of, you know, to let you know, let people know that they had leprosy. "Stay away from me. I have leprosy." No. Instead, they decided to yell out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And he healed them all. One came back. One came back to thank God for what he had done. To thank Jesus for what he had done for him. Jesus then says, "Where are the other nine? Where are they?" You got to think of all these other people, you know, where they, you know, 10 people are blind and they have their eyes healed. It's 10 people who are believing God for their eyesight to be healed, get healed, and I'm one of them. I'm not going to be one of those 9 that don't go back. I'm going to go back. I'm going to thank God for the miracle he did. The other 9 can do what they want. I hope they'll all go back. But where are the other 9? Where'd they go? What was so important to them that they could not come back and thank God for the work that he had done on their behalf? Some of them probably had houses, land, kids, wives. Or husbands, because there might have been some leper women too. But I don't know. But maybe they were all guys. It just said 10 lepers. So I'll just leave it at that. Marriages, children, houses, yards, tractors, cars. Okay, the tractors and cars they didn't have back in the Bible days, but there could have been a lot of reasons why they didn't come back and thank him. But I'm not saying that any of them are plausible. If God heals you, you need to thank him. Whether it's through prayer, you know, by giving your tithe and the offerings, giving a shout unto the Lord. You know, there's all kind of ways. But you should acknowledge what he's done for you. And I just wanted to say that in finishing up last night's thoughts. So, tonight I'm going to go to Acts 15 and 16. We're just going to continue on in the book of Acts. Because originally I was going to be still be in 2 Samuel, but then that whole book of Acts thing just started burning on the inside of me. Wait a minute. I just discovered something. Yes, we're going to do a little bit of monologue in that for a few minutes, but I'm just... looking at something. We did not read Acts 1 yet. And then I'm going to go over to 15 after that. Just looking through, making sure that I've not missed anything. That's all. Okay. I just did a look and it looks good. All right. So, I got to say something about this whole Mother Nature thing. It is so crazy. There's been crazy weather going on. Like in one part of the country, like in Oklahoma and parts of Texas, it just can't stop raining. Here, the weather can't decide what it wants to do. It does one thing one day, another thing another day. Generally, except for one day, has been temperature-wise, kind of a low average above here and there, but mainly below. And then it seems like it's been raining every other day. But down to the south, in places like Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, low 90s. And it's been like that ever since the middle of last week. And right now, at least in Georgia, it's not showing really any signs of growing, of subsiding. Yet. I would like some of that heat that's down south to come here. After the pool opens. You know, so I can get a suntan while I'm in the water, right? Don't you want to get a suntan while you're in the water?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's so nice. It's so, because I got to say, I can't look for, I am so looking forward to that myself. It is a beautiful thing. And listeners, you may not know this, but my mom last summer was really giving up me a hard time about the whole tanning thing. Yeah, she wasn't being serious about it. She was, you know, we were just playing around about it. I still think it was funny, everything that she had to say, and she would tease me and say, okay, Rev, I'm going to throw you in the cave, or I'm going to move your chair over here. Well, I put my chair in the sun. And she'd say funny things like that. Could you see your mom doing something like that? Could you see your mom doing something like that, or do you think my mom's more crafty?
I could see my mom doing something like that.
Which one do you think is more crafty, though? About equal?
Probably your mom.
Yeah, she would pull off something like that. Because... and by crafty, I don't mean, like, anything bad. I just mean, like, that she'd come up with something silly like that, you know? They try to give me a hard time, try to take the sun away from me. Sutton tells me she's doing that already. There was already an 80-degree day in Detroit yesterday that we didn't get any even close to. We lost by 20 degrees. 20. I didn't look at Cloakston, but I know, like, what the city was at. Was at 80. Which is pretty substantial difference. So. I really hope, listeners, that we can get a steady diet of nice, warmer weather in here soon. I'd like to see at least upper 70s become the norm, like, real soon. Like, the next 2 days are going to be, like, low to mid-70s. After that, though, a few 60s. And then, like, Tuesday and Wednesday looks to be, like, real low 70s, just over 70. And then Thursday and Friday right now look to be the same, but there starts to be flawed, though. There starts to sometimes be flaws with it when it's more than 5 or 6 days away. So, I can't tell you right now about for after next Friday, because then it starts to become sometimes even more flawed. But hopefully we can get some warmer weather. Oh, speaking of warmer weather. You can go to a McDonald's near you any day at any time, and you can grab yourself an any size Coca-Cola soft drink for the low price of just $1. It's a great way to cool off on a nice summer day. Now, I got to be careful because summer doesn't officially start until June 21st. But I know in some places like the southern U.S., people would beg to differ with me, wouldn't they? Anywhere that the kids are out of school, do you bet most of the people would beg to differ with me right now? So if I was in Chattanooga right now, I couldn't say, well, maybe summer. There I probably couldn't hesitate. They'd be like, nope, say it. You bet they would?
Yeah.
Because, but up here where they're not, then it's kind of, you can see why I hesitate, you know? Because in a way, because right now it's kind of like, what's Mother Nature want to do today? And by the way, from Mother Nature in Michigan, I just came up with the best, with a good liner. WWMND. What would Mother Nature do today? Oh, WWMNDT. What would Mother Nature do today? Kind of like the What Would Jesus t-shirts do from back in the early to mid-1990s. I thought they had been around since like before. That whole thing was way before that. I looked that up on Wikipedia about a month or two ago because I was curious. And I was no adult in the 1990s whatsoever. I was, for the most part, in my single-digit years. With the exception of, like, the very last full list under 4.5 months of, just under 5.5 months of that decade that I was even in double digits, that being 10 years old or older. So I had no idea when that was from. Turns out that WWJD, What Would Jesus Do, was from 1993. Did you realize that that was from the 90s, not from way older?
No.
You thought it was from something a lot older, didn't you?
Yeah.
So ever since then, there's been kind of parodies made of it. And, you know, WW whatever D. And that's kind of why I just came up with, what would Mother Nature do today? And here in Michigan right now, that's perfect. Because at least in places to the south of us, it's a bit more predictable right now. In Michigan, right now, it's not. I mean, they can predict it days in advance, but I mean the weather that we're actually seeing day to day, though, that's why I came up with that. Because right lately, every day's been different, you know? So, listeners, all right, so, let me just check the clock. So, listeners, I'm going to pray. Then, after that, we're going to open up the Word of God. And then, we're going to exhort about what we've read. We're going to read from Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 15. I'm going to exhort on it, and then I want to sing a hymn for you folks tonight. All right. But first, listeners, I want to tell you how you can tell others how they can be a part of this great radio program. Because we believe in God for a great harvest of souls to come on board through this radio program. But first, I should also communicate to you that after we do this, the Word of God and the singing and stuff, that I do have some sports to talk about at the end. So, listeners, here's how you can tell prospective listeners how they can be a part of the show. You can have them go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. Once they get on the website, in the search, they'll see a search bar. In the search bar, they can type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that is Upfront Entertainment. After they get on that, they will see there'll be a link to click on. The link says Live and Large. After they click on the link that says Live and Large, there'll be a follow button. No, a Miracle Man button first. And then they'll want to click on the follow button. When you hit the follow button, you're going to start getting notified as we get ready to do our shows. And that's an awesome thing. So next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 6:30, all three nights, you'll be getting notified. Hey, the Miracle Man show is going to start at 6:30. And you can just take those notifications and you can just join us wherever you're at. And you want to know something cool? You can listen to this program right there on your smartphone, even though there's no app. As long as you got a LTE or better, and you can just be a part, receive from the Lord that way, because maybe you might be at your child's baseball game or softball game or softball practice. Maybe you're at your kid's practice and you're just going to sit out in the car while your kid practices. That'd be a great time to listen to this great radio show. By the way, everything that we have done over the past almost 2 years, think about it, listeners. I have done this for just about two years. On July 25th, it will have been 2 years since I launched this radio program. It is well over 300 episodes. Starting to get closer to 400. And God is using this. And but what I'm trying to say is everything we've done, it's all archived. So you can go back and take a listen. All the preaching I've done. All of the sports predictions I've given, all the fun stuff we've discussed, and it's just been so beautiful. And the cool thing about listening to it on your device is you can just go back there and listen to whatever you want to that we have on there. And we love bringing you this program. We do. And it's just been great. And we have a telephone number that you can call in and be a part of this great show. Do you want to talk? Ask me a question. Do you want to thank me? Would you like to? Is there something that you want to criticize me for? Even if not criticize, just tell me something I can do better at. Do you want prayer for something? Do you have any sports questions? Pretty much whatever you want to talk about, there's a number where you can call in and you can talk to me, the Miracle Man, myself. The number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and when you hear a prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1, and my assistant will let me know that we have a caller. And then I will say okay. And I'll introduce you, and I'll let you on the air, and you can say, you can talk as you wish. And hopefully, we can get some awesome calls tonight. I love great callers. I really do. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great radio program. I thank you for these listeners that have made it a priority to listen to this radio program. Wherever these listeners are at, whether they be at work, working the late shift, whether they be at home making dinner, maybe they're at a kid's ball game, or maybe they decided to get away for a couple days or something. I don't know where they all are. You know where they're at. But I just thank you, Lord God, that these listeners have made the choice to listen to this program to receive of you. I thank you, Lord God, that these people will receive what they are believing for from you tonight. That minds would be healed and hearts would be brought closer to you through this word of God tonight that I'm about to bring. I thank you, Lord God, that you use me as an oracle tonight in your name, Lord. And I make my confession over the show that in the name of Jesus, finances are coming into this program. Listeners, increases in audience are coming to this program. Many souls are coming to this program in the name of Jesus. And partners are coming into this program to help us do the work of God. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And amen and amen. As I said, we are going to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. I want to read the first little bit of Acts 2. Because right now we're getting into the season of Pentecost. Yeah. So, and then put a bookmark in Acts 15. While you're turning in your Bibles, I just want to remind you to please be a part in whatever happens here at this McDonald's. as far as what the show, that is. I sing, you sing. I pray, if I pray, you pray. As I'm studying the Bible, you go ahead and study with me. Amen. Don't just be a spectator, be a participator. That's how you're going to get the most of this, from this show, from this word. Amen. Acts 1, we're going to begin with verse 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up into heaven after getting instructions through the Holy Spirit by the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. You know, we just came through Easter Sunday just over a month ago. I did a great teaching. Some great teachings on that, by the way. And he appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized you with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates that the Father has sent by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking up into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken up into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together, first only in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. And with his brothers. In these days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled where the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served as judge and through who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in this ministry. For the wayward he got for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For, said Peter, for it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in it. And may another take his place of leadership. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must became a witness with us of his resurrection. So they proposed two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Jesus left and where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. We're going to read the first few verses of chapter 2 as well. And when the day of Pentecost came, they were all gathered together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole place where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews, and every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are you all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Amalekites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene. Others from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them seeing the wonders of God in our own tongues, amazed and perplexed. They ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." One more verse, and then we're going to chapter 15. Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd, "Fellow Jews, and all of you who believe, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully what I say." Two verses, sorry. I'm going to read you verse 15 as well. "These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood because of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
Can you say you're the same age as my mom?
What? Oops. All right, let's go to chapter 15 now. I said one more verse, but I said I'd be done with 15, but I read down to 21, but it was just all so good that I couldn't find a place to stop. And then I finally did. That's why I couldn't quit. I'm not sorry about it at all, though, listeners, because it's good reading. Good reading. By the way, what's falling to the ground?
Your glasses just fell.
Oh. Chapter 15. No. Some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you can't be saved." This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate among them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way, and as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the brothers very glad when they came to Jerusalem. They were welcomed to the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything that God had done through them. then, some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses." The apostles and elders met to consider this question. After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them. "Brothers, you know that some time ago, God made a choice among you and the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that he accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as he did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith. Now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the necks of the disciples a yoke that whether we nor our days have been about to hear?" No. We believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, just as they are. The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. When they finished, James spoke up, "Brothers, listen to me. Simon has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles people for himself. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written, 'After this, I will return and I will rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild and I will restore it so that the remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things that have been known for ages. It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times, and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath. All right, verse 22 now. I see that didn't go over so well, listeners. There goes all your seafood. There goes all your McDonald's. Okay, Ava, let's stop. I got a question. Do you think that the burgers from McDonald's, do you bet those cows, some of those cows might have been strangled? Ava, do you bet some of those cows that made the burgers here at McDonald's got strangled? Maybe not. Verse 22. I'm sorry, by the way. Then the apostles and elders of the whole church decided to choose some of their own men and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They chose Judas, called Narcissus, and Silas, two men who were leaders among the brothers. With them, they sent the following letter: the apostles and elders, your brothers, to the Gentile believers and Antioch, Syria, and Syria. Greetings. We have heard that some went out from us without our authority, without our authorization, and disturbed you, troubling your minds by what they said. So we all agreed to choose some men and send them to you with our dear great Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are sending Judas and Silas to confirm word of mouth what we are writing. Seem to go by the Holy Spirit and to us, not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirement. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things. Farewell. The men were sent off and went down to Antioch, where they gathered the church together and delivered the letter. The people read it and were glad for its encouraging message. Judas and Silas, who themselves were prophets, said much to encourage and strengthen the brothers. After spending some time there, they were sent off by the brothers with the blessing of peace to return to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, where they and many others taught and preached the word of the Lord. Verse 36 now. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, let's go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preached the word of God and see how they're doing. Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think that it was wise to take him, because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers by the grace of the Lord. you want. Here's Siri. And Cilicia, strengthening the churches. I'll read you the first 5 verses in 16, and then I will cut it quick right there. He came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jairus and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area, and they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem and the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. So, folks, we read in chapter 1, first of all, in chapter 1 we read about how Jesus was taken up into heaven and how he appointed people and told him, you know, I want you to carry, he basically said, you know, I want you to carry on in the ministry. And he appointed Peter and he appointed Peter and John, and they agreed. And so they started the ministry. And then people were looking up at the sky, and certain other people didn't like that they were doing that. They thought, you know, what are you doing looking up to the sky? They wanted to see Jesus. That's what they were doing. And up he went into heaven as he was speaking to him. The first little bit of Acts chapter 2 that we read, we read about, you know, the day of Pentecost. Pentecost Sunday is June 9th. It's about 50 days after the resurrection, Easter, seven Sundays or so later is the day of Pentecost Sunday. On the day of Pentecost, that's when people began to speak in tongues. Obviously, you know, some of the Pharisees, some of those Sadducees, some of them were making fun of all that speaking in tongues and all that. You know, what is all that stuff? Why is it so crazy? What's going on? Tongues of fire were resting on all these people. And these people were filled. Let me tell you something. These people were filled with the Holy Spirit. These people were filled with the Holy Spirit, were speaking in tongues. They were speaking in tongues. They had tongues of fire come upon them. Tongues of fire. And then there's that prophecy. I told you about that before. You know, there'll be signs and wonders. You know, your old, your young men will see visions. And your old men will dream dreams. Now, notice that when it said that, it didn't give an age. And when it says your old men will dream dreams, I don't think it's talking about all the dreams we have, unless they're dreams about the Spirit. But I am very sure that your old people can also see visions. I mean, it did say, though, your young will see visions, your old will dream dreams. But I'm very sure it can go the other way as well. I was reading it, how it's written. And I know it's dreams about God, dreams about the ministry of God. Just beautiful things. Acts chapter 15. These people were coming on and they were saying, you know, all these people need to follow the law of Moses. Not this new law. So Peter, John, and them, they clarified it. What's he got?
I got some food.
What did he give you?
I got an Oreo McFlurry and some French fries.
Glory to God. What else did he give you before? What?
Nothing. He just
gave me the
food.
I thought he said another tray.
No, because he walked over to where the play area is, and then he walked over here. And I watched him do it. So he was like, oh, I was giving a tray to someone else.
Oh. Oreo cookies. Oreo McFlurries are just from heaven. It's just something we do when we get excited, listeners, you know. And it's, you know, it's up, you know, it's off. But anyhow, listeners, you know, you just think about, they said, you know, basically they got to follow the law of Moses to be saved. I'm so glad we're not under the law of Moses anymore. Now, I love Moses a lot. He meant a lot. But all these burning sacrifices, all the time that takes, half the time we'd be alive would be spent fulfilling those requirements, wouldn't it? All those certain offerings you got to give. No, I'm not talking about money offerings either. Wouldn't it just be so crazy? Yes, it would. But thank God for the blood covenant we have with the Lord Jesus. Thank God for the blood covenant we have with our Jesus. And And then in that first part of 16, actually the last part of 15, Paul and Barnabas got in an agreement about taking and not taking a certain person. It got so bad that, what did he say? What, did he not know why?
I think he was just talking to himself, because I didn't...
No, I just said I don't know why I'm walking so slow.
Yeah.
I'm just zoned out right now.
Me too, right, Ram? I've been out of it today, too.
And listeners, I'm just going to keep talking on. But anyhow, listeners, instead of Barnabas being with them, Silas joined him instead. And he just did great things. Eventually, we're going to find out what happened when Paul and Silas got thrown in prison. As when we come back Monday, we're just going to continue on going through the book of Acts, because I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I am. Because why it was that when I started reading from Acts, when I opened it up, after I had read Acts 3 and then read Acts 4, and it's fire came upon me. It led me to just keep reading and reading and reading and reading. Just continue. I was saying to the listeners, that's why, 2 days a week lately, why we have been stuck in Acts instead of 2 Samuel like we had been, because I just love, Paul, Silas, and all the beautiful things they did, all the stuff that Peter did, all these miracles, all those people getting born again, spirit-filled, water-baptized. Oh, and people getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And by the way, listeners, that hiccup was not the Holy Spirit. It was not. It was. That's just, the. By the way, what are you drinking? From what? A water?
Yes, a water.
You got it right this time.
Did I?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll have to come back then.
Water? That one was so beautiful. Now, listeners, let me just check my clock real quick. Oh, listeners, what are we going to do with Miracle Man? The clock. Man. I'm going to say, I was talking to myself, talking to them. That's why I said, what are we going to do with Miracle Man? The clock,
Yeah.
But I know, listeners, it's been so good. But anyhow, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful word. I just thank you, Lord God, for these people getting filled with the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, right now for everything that we've been reading lately that has taken place in the book of Acts, and the things we have yet to read about. it's helping me. I pray that it's helping these listeners as well, because I just know it's helping us a lot, Lord God. I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Now, I want to sing for you guys tonight a hymn that is one of my favorites. It's ministered to me quite a bit. It's more than just something we might hear at someone's funeral or at maybe somebody's wedding or maybe at something else. Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance. But anyhow, listeners, there is something truly, there's just something to be said about it. It's just so beautiful. Here we go. Blessed Assurance. Little God, I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting a gift from above. A gift from His goodness, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my song. My Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of adoration, mercy shall sing, my God, how great Thou art. The holy cross, where Christ shall come to the universe, my heart. This is my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art, how great Thou art, how great. thank you, Lord Jesus, for how great you are. You're so marvelous. You're so beautiful. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. All right. For sports news, last night, the Detroit Tigers took down the Orioles by a score of 3-0. Matt Boyd had a great night, going 6 innings, giving up only 4 hits. At one point, the bases got loaded, but the Tigers were able to get out of it. Pitchers were able to get out of it, which was beautiful to see. As right now, that series with Baltimore is tied at 1 game apiece. Tomorrow night, the Tigers look to close out that series at Camden Yards in Baltimore, D.C. area. All right. Now, as far as football season, here's what I got to say about that right this second. We are basically 3 months away from the start of it. 3 months basically away from it. 3 months. But listeners, those of you who are football fans like I am, yes, it's all good to count down, but even if you hate summer, if you really don't like it for whatever dumb reason, try to enjoy it at least. Don't try to dream too much about when football comes right now. Because after football season starts, you know, the temperature is just going to go lower and lower and lower and lower and lower and lower, you know. And I've been anticipating summer for months. And this part of January 4 months ago was just terrible. And I've been looking forward to summer ever since it. You're the same way?
Mm-hmm. I love the summer.
Yeah, and I've been, and that's why I'm just kind of, and I know I am the football guy, but it's got to be a balancing act, you know. You know, but it's
like, it might be almost too much to have football all year round.
I don't know about that, folks. I don't know. I'd be careful saying that.
Oh, don't want to make anyone mad.
What?
I don't want to make anyone mad.
Right. But anyhow, folks, and I know some people might not like that summer, that the only real big sport in this country during summer is baseball. And soccer, though it's catching on, it's still not like the other big three: basketball, baseball, football. But listeners, but anyhow, in terms of basketball, the NBA final starts tomorrow night. It's the Toronto Raptors versus the Golden State Warriors. And even though I don't like Golden State as much as I do some other teams, now granted they got Draymond Green, they got Stephen Curry, I just think maybe they should be split up. One on one team, one on another team. Because otherwise, it just makes it hard to stop them. I love that name. Warriors, though, because then I think of, you know, Warriors for that, you know. And I love that. Warriors fight until they win. And I'm not saying your team has to be called the Warriors, but Warriors just have an attitude of winning. You know, and I just think about that. And I love it. I look for it to be a great series. I look for Toronto to bring some pizzazz with it. They've been clutch all playoffs long. They've been clutch when they've needed to be. I still think Golden State is going to take it. Right now, give me marching on Warriors 4, Cedar Point 3. So Golden State will take it in 7 games. All right, folks. Until Monday, which by then it'll be June. Until Monday, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.